Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about America's current obsession with non-traditional political candidates. Fledglings, amateurs, fry cooks, neophytes, Washington outsiders. People with actual experience need not apply. What the population seeks today is anybody whose previous work address doesn't include a Capitol dome, especially that big one on Pennsylvania Avenue. Like radiation, exposure to inside the beltway is cumulative and just as disfiguring. The longer you've been in the 202 area code, the less recognizable you become to civilized company. The combination of exhibition and pageantry amongst the edifices seems to cause a bizarre assimilation with those venerable institutions. A calcification, if you will, until it's difficult to tell the statuary from the elected representatives. You might call it marble poisoning. And the backlash to marble poisoning is growing, as evidenced by real estate developer Donald Trump continuing to mesmerize the country with his patented blend of curious candor and bloviating bluster. He's like a performing frog that sings off key. Definitely a unique act, but how long before people want to see something else? Then again, he's not the only rookie trying to make it into the bigs this time around. According to the polls, the major winners in the first Republican debate were the 300 million U.S. citizens who neglected to watch. No, kidding. Dr. Ben Carson and CEO Carly Fiorina, who are being hailed for their refreshing authenticity, because they mouthed completely different cliches than what we've come to expect from the usual suspects. Yes, we're seeing the rise of the authentic with the commensurate loss of the competent. Hey, it's a trade-off. And understandable, because right now politicians have lower approval ratings than used car salesmen whose arms have been replaced with poisonous tentacles dripping gray ooze. Just hope this passion for lack of experience doesn't spread to other professions. Nobody wants to hear, "And now let's meet your endocrinologist who previously was a terrifically inventive pastry chef." For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.